Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Sorry to talk. Microphones would be nice. How long have we been in this new building, by the way, guys?
I believe this is week 3.
Yeah. Is it? Feels like 4.
I think it's like 4.
It's 4, okay. Yeah.
Bump me up a little bit. I can't hear me.
You have to turn your headphones up.
Oh, they're up.
Yeah. The headphones here
headphones
are up, too.
Headphones have been up since 19-something.
Well, my headphone, your headphone jack is turned as... There it is, 100% now.
Yeah.
Better? Okay.
That's better.
All right.
A little bit better.
There's no more than 100% on both sides. So I went the wrong way for the first time today in a month. Wasn't drinking last night, just got some sleep, cruising in, took the wrong exit, went on a highway where I normally don't go. Unless I'm going to one of the two other stations we've been to in the last 20 years.
It hasn't happened to me yet.
Then I had to get off and turn around and, you know, sit through red lights that don't need to be working at this time in the morning. Drove past, there's a dildo shop real close to us, by the way. That's every time. I see it every day.
Yeah. What a coincidence.
It's Dr. Something over there. You know, I'm not going to get
that. Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
4 cars in the parking lot at 5 o'clock.
Well, when else are you going to dildo shop?
Good point.
It's open.
You know what? You're right. It's like when I go to the mall on the weekend or an outdoor shopping area on the weekend and think, why am I here? Because I get all week to do this stuff. So usually I'll shop on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have your run of the place. That's why it is the dildo shop. Let's go at 4 in the morning.
Sure.
Nobody's going to be there.
Yeah. I'm curious how those places are doing because they're kind of mainstream now. You can get your vibrators at Target.
Yeah, you can.
Well, yeah, but not huge double dongs.
Probably not.
Biracial double dong at Target you can't get.
Well, I know.
I
haven't been to a dildo shop in a while.
Neither have I. But, you know.
Then again, I haven't bought a vibrator at Target in a while either.
No. Isn't that just a neck massager, though?
You know, no. They sell them over in, like, the pharmacy department right next to the condoms and the lube and stuff.
Okay. Well, once again, you're not getting all the selection you're going to get at a dildo shop.
No.
You're all going to get you'll get crotchless panties over there and things like that.
No, you can't get your dominatrix
outfit
at Target. So that's what those specialty shops are for.
Exactly. Turn that down a little bit there.
That's
So 4 cars, 2 pickup trucks. Maybe they're going to work. You know, with like work trucks, like, you know, stuff in the car. They got to open up they're going to start drilling a hole somewhere around, well, they are going to at around 6:30.
We need a drill bit.
Yeah, so. Good for the dildo shop, still working, you know. I mean, they tried to shut that place down for years, and it's still working, because People love their dildos.
I once had a live broadcast at that place from
the one across the street.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. From like 10 to midnight on a Friday night.
Oh, that's right. How was
that? You want to talk about some people watching?
Yeah, I bet it was.
That was an interesting experience.
I love that you were live over there.
I think we hung out with the owner of that place.
Originally, yeah, years ago.
Porn chick.
He got busted one time, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, we spent some time in jail back in the day. Old Dr. John. I don't know what happened to him. Whatever happened to that dude? But the stores are still open. Maybe they're owned by other people. Maybe he still owns them. I don't know. That was a family-run organization.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, but dildos are open, so if I'm ever early to work, which I'm not, I'll swing by there. Pick one up for you, Puss.
Yeah, fleshlights around.
That's a good idea right there. Five of them.
Fleshlights would be a great Christmas
gift. Grab five of them.
We had to describe, my buddy had to describe what a fleshlight was to my wife and his wife the other night.
What rock are they living under?
They were not familiar?
Well, they're women.
Yeah, but they live with you and him.
No, right? I don't talk about fleshlights at the house.
I guess not.
Yeah, when would it come up, you know?
Well, I'm just going to go use my fleshlight.
I said the old term was pocket pie. Yeah, I wanted to tell him about that. I'm not going to say that. You're not going to have sex with me. I'm going to go bang my fleshlight. You don't bring that up. I don't have a fleshlight, by the way.
I wish that music wasn't playing.
I know, exactly. But no, it's explaining it to them, you know.
And were they grossed out?
Well, not really, because you know what? It's like you said, it's a female version of a vibrator, you know.
Oh, so they didn't attach a stigma to it.
No, they just didn't know it existed, you know.
But would they think some guy...
No, my wife might even buy me one. What are you talking
right.
about?
It's just sick if he uses one of those?
We're talking about teenage boys at the time.
Oh.
So we weren't bringing it up about...
That's not weird.
His age and my age, you know. Well, we'll take that call. If you're a dude, your woman didn't know you had a fleshlight laying around, you know, in case she didn't want to have sex with you some days, you use that instead.
Or if you got shamed for it.
I don't think you should be shamed. You're going to masturbate to the fleshlight.
No, there's still a certain faction of people who will say, oh, that guy's creepy because he used a fleshlight.
Well, we had a call. We finally got an email over the weekend, a couple weekends ago, we were having this discussion because guys weren't volunteering. And there was a guy that said that he had one. He said the cleanup's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Like we always assume, you know.
Yeah. But we've also been told that, like, it's pretty much standard issue for guys shipping off.
Right. Ship.
Deploying.
Yeah.
You know, they said, like, they just, everybody knows that they've all got one.
Here's your vaccine, your fleshlight.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Because it's the best option if you're out there.
Mandated.
Mandate
your
fleshlight.
Your mandated fleshlight.
I get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Even the crisis go, okay, you're going to mandate it, I'll take a fleshlight. Speaking of use your fleshlight today, by the way, it's Tan Line Tuesday. Some good stuff there. We'll do it in private, by the way.
You should designate the first woman you put up there as the toilet girl. Because I know that you're tweeting from the toilet.
I am.
When you put up the first Tan Line Tuesday.
I am. Actually, two of them I put up this morning from the toilet, right?
Two toilet girls.
I don't want to throw that stigma on them. That's not their fault. I want to call them the toilet girls.
That's actually high honor because that means they're first on the list.
They are.
That means they're the first to go.
And Chris makes it tough. You know, I try to mix it up, different body shapes, you know. In different poses, when I see all these photos, I try to mix up the brunettes and the blondes and the redheads, and also who's got big boobs, small boobs, what kind of outfit it is, whose ass is sticking out. So yeah, there is some theory the way I tweet out
you
those standing
around. I you try do a little better selection because me,
I got a lot.
I ship you a bunch of naughty looking blonde chicks.
Yeah,
that's my type.
Yeah.
Apparently, I have a type.
Yeah, but I share for everybody. Everybody's looking.
I know you're thinking about everybody. I'm just thinking about me.
Oh, you got us. You got us. Yeah, well,
because I'm selfish.
Yeah, you're selfish that way. Exactly.
I hear that every day.
Yeah,
how selfish I am.
Craig Evans, Nick Allen, Puss, we're all here. Whole gang's here. Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter.
The toilet girls are up. You're right. That doesn't sound very good.
It does.
Not flattering.
Doesn't
not flattering
make her sound that attractive.
Not flattering.
But they're all hot.
All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.